It is actual, you know, they have singing dinner. They actually, you know, have a pot roast that sings.
The dinner
solo.
Is singing? Yes. Oh, like, I see.
I am a pot roast, a classic American meal. I will nourish you. It's very meta. Here's the thing. I haven't yet figured out. I've been in Connecticut now for going on 3 months. I have not yet figured out whether Connecticut is just insanely dry in their sense of humor or whether they're completely clueless. Okay. Here's the name of one of their banks that is prominently displayed here in Connecticut is the Connecticut Bank and Trust, or as they like to put on the side of their buildings, CBT.
They okay. just don't get it.
So everywhere it. You drive no. around here, you see the CBT. And if that's not, if it's not the cock and ball torture bank, then right next to it is the TD Bank, which I swear to God is TD Bank. It's like, really? The TD Bank right next to the CBT? And then they have the People's United Bank, which of course is Pub. So you're looking around at these banks, right? You have the Pub, you have the CBT, you have the TD Bank, and it's just...
You
really?
Know, it sounds like a really good night out on the town, is what
it
I'm going to say.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I am a pot roast, a classic American meal.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Episode 28 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of May 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we're gonna talk about some little shows and about the dancing. Hello, buzzers. Big Fanny, did you say buzzer or buzzards? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, Big Fatty finally finished up a project in the coal mine today, and I got it out the door. And y'all, I couldn't have been happier. Anyway, but y'all, before I go any further, y'all, I'm sitting here the other night, here in the Fat Cave, and, you know, all of a sudden the cellular telephonic device rings, and it pops up on the screen, and it says it's Larry Cly. So y'all, I answer it, yes! And y'all, there's no talking. I just hear kind of movement, and then I hear buttons being pushed, and I went, well, yes, this is Big Fatty. Hello, Larry, is that you? And y'all, nothing. So y'all, I hung up, and less than a minute later, y'all, he calls again. And same thing, no talking. I just hear movement going on, and I hear the buttons being pushed, and I'm like, Larry, is that you? Is that you, Larry? Are you all right? Have you had a stroke? And y'all, nothing. And so I hung up and I called him back. And y'all, it went right to the voice letter. And I went, well, that's, you know, something's odd, you know. And I thought, you know, well, maybe it's a pocket dial. But y'all, you never know. You never know. As you get older, you never know about these things. And... So I happened to be on the computer let's say it was a dating site. Big Fatty, it wasn't no damn dating site, but y'all, Larry Cly's logged in on there, and I went, well, that's kind of odd that, you know, he would be logged on to the dating site and call but not talk. And so y'all, I needed some gas. Big Fatty, the last thing you need is more gas. I needed some petroleum for the escape, cause you know y'all, I'm going to be escaping to the Hatlanta. And y'all, I've decided I'm gonna escape and head over to the Horror Hotel later this evening, and then on to the Hatlanta to see the Hats and celebrate the youngest brother's exiting of the birth canal, and then I'll be back on Sunday. But anyway, so I said, well, I've got to get me some petroleum. Maybe I'll just, just make sure everything's okay. And I was going to ride by Larry Clyde's apartment. And, y'all, I was riding by there, and y'all, his car wasn't there. So I knew, Big Freddy, nothing to worry about here. So, y'all, I knew he hadn't had a stroke or anything like that. Well, he may have had a stroke, but... anyway, I knew he had just forgotten to log off from the dating site while he was gone. So y'all, and sure enough, I get a message from Larry Cry. Did you try to call me? I said yes. I was returning your two calls. And he goes, oh, y'all, it was a butt dial. You know who else likes to do those butt dials? It's that Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Freddy, she just loves to get the backfield in motion. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are getting so close to being caught up. I've just got to try to finish it up today. We stopped yesterday with that Mike up in the Squamish, BC, and with the picture of Big Fatty and his kangaroo balls. Big Fatty, please. Mr. Mike, that was the 600th post to Spotting Big Fatty. So thank you very much, Mike, for doing that. Y'all, there was the special little cupcake for the happy exiting of the birth canal for that Kimber. Beva. Then there's Big Fatty celebrating Pack Rat Day, y'all. The nip out there in the San Francisco. That's very much what his apartment looks like. Then Big Fatty was celebrating Sea Monkey Day, y'all. Is that what a sea monkey looks like? And y'all, then we went on strike to get our beaver back. And then there's the post from Kim Beaver. Yes, Big Fatty.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his.
This is into the BFO Lodge Repair Desk. Campbell.
Beavers had to reclose the lodge, but please don't go on strike.
IG. FATTY.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, let me tell you, y'all, I am the first. I am the first to admit my discretions, my the errors of my ways, and y'all. Tuesday night on the finale of the dancing. Y'all, Big Fatty was totally wrong. I guess first, second, and third place wrong. First, second, and third place wrong, y'all. I couldn't believe it. But y'all, I don't think that there's been a more excited winner on the dancing than there was on Tuesday night. And y'all, I'm specifically not mentioning who the winner, the second or the third place person was, but anyway, Big Fatty was wrong, and y'all, I admit it, Big Fatty, you're wrong, you're just wrong. If we were given scores, you'd get a one. So, anyway, but y'all, they announced that for the fall on season 15 of the Dancing, they're going to do Dancing All-Stars, and they're going to bring back favorites and some crazies and all that have already been on before. But the audience is going to choose who they bring back. And y'all, I can assure you of quite a few Big Fatty can think of. Y'all, I know that Clitoris Leechman will come back, y'all, because she's batshit crazy, y'all. She's just batshit crazy. Y'all, they will bring back, I hope they bring back Apollo on Wonton Ono. I hope they bring back that Mario Lopez. You know, y'all, that Dr. E. Pluribus Stone had his picture made with that Mario Lopez. Y'all, he's a tiny little thing, only came up to about Dr. Stone's waist. And, y'all, I bet you William Levy comes back also, y'all, because, you know, everybody loves an Italian lover. An Italian lover. But, y'all, I hope they don't bring some of those people back that, you know, that are singers and do some dancing along with the singing and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, I don't think that's fair. Just like, but with Gladys Knight, y'all, Gladys didn't cut a move when she, when she was singing. But y'all, and I'm gonna tell you something, that I really enjoyed the finale show. It was a 2-hour show, and they brought back a lot. And y'all, I bet you they bring that Sherry Shepherd back also. But I thought it was just a really good show, and I really, really thoroughly enjoyed Gladys Knight singing the Mamre's song. And y'all, I just enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it, and I was surprised by the results. And y'all, it just goes to show you that this was one of those years when there were many, many good dancers on that little dancing show. Now, y'all, I mentioned a few weeks ago that I was compiling a list of summer shows that I was going to be watching. And y'all, I haven't seen, there's some that I guess I'm just missing or something like that. But y'all, that Dogs in the City, that premieres next week, I think. The boy on there that does the dog walking, y'all, he talks dog, he says. He talks dog. Big Fatty, that's all right. You talk fart. Y'all, he's as cute as a button. So I'm probably going to give it a chance. Y'all, I'm going to watch The Secret Millionaire. It's starting like on the 4th of June or something like that. And that maybe it's the 3rd of June. It's on that Sunday. And the Extreme Makeover Fat Ass Edition is starting on that same day. And y'all, that personal trainer that's on that Extreme Makeover, y'all, he's hot. But y'all, there are a lot of fat people on there. But I'm sure the Wipeout will be coming back, but I haven't seen anything about it. The Big Brother doesn't start until July. I think they've got a starting date for it. They usually start it about the Sunday after the 4th of July. I don't know. I don't recall off the top of my head when that is. But y'all, that's a while off. The Master Chef is coming back. It starts not next week, but the first week in June also. And y'all, I saw an advertisement for a new show. I don't know anything about it. But y'all, it's called Glass House. Y'all, I don't know if they're gonna throw Dr. Stone at the Glass House or not. But y'all, I like the title of it though. And that's what I have to say about that. So that's all my thing. Y'all, some of those aren't in the TiVo. You can't schedule them yet. But anyway, that's what's coming up. So, Big Fatty, you know what else is coming up today? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, you many moons ago, y'all, many, many moons ago, down there in the future, Y'all, it was the exiting of the birth canal for none other than the naughty nanny over there at the cream puff show, the pastry show, the drunk pastry show. Big Fatty, you forgotten what you used to call him. I did. But anyway, y'all, it is the naughty nanny's exiting of the birth canal. And y'all, she's going to be at Pride 48 this year, from what we understand, if we can believe what that Joey Bukkake tells us. But y'all, you know, you never know with that Joey Bukkake. You know, he's a schemer. He's a schemer. He's always got something up his sleeve. That's why you always want him to wear short sleeve shirts. Big Fatty, that's just stupid. But anyway, so naughty nanny, we hope you have a lovely exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, do you think Joey Bukkake will make her a cake? Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Speaking of little shows, y'all, I'm really behind on a lot of little shows, but hopefully I'll get to catch up on some of them when I'm in escaping over to Hatlanta, and then down to the Orlando for the good days. Y'all, I was listening to that old Stink Bomb cast. And y'all, the latest show, it was called The Spazzorama. Y'all, I didn't understand a thing. I didn't understand the first thing about y'all. It was, I don't know what it was all about. It was just, y'all, it was crazy talk. It was just crazy talk. And y'all, I didn't know what it was all about. But anyway, y'all, if you hadn't listened to The Spazzorama, just don't think you're the only one that is crazy talk. Because y'all, it's just crazy talk. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me instructions on how to start a fight. And y'all, I'd like to share that with you, because, you know, I know that had him. Who has a love interest in France, it loves to be read to. And y'all, this one says, 1 year I decided to buy my mother-in-law a cemetery plot as a crema gift. The next year I didn't buy her a gift. When she asked me why, I replied, "Well, you still haven't used the gift I gave you last year." And that's how the fight started. Then there's another one. My wife and I are watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while we're in bed. I turned to her and said, "Do you want to have sex?" "No," she said. And then I said, "Is that your final answer?" She didn't even look at me this time, simply saying, "Yes." So I said, "Then I'd like to phone a friend." And that's when the fight started. I took my wife to a restaurant. The waiter, for some reason, took my order first. "I'll have the rump steak, rare, please," he said. "Aren't you worried about the mad cow?" And I said, "Nah, she can order for herself." And that's when the fight started. My wife and I were sitting at a table at her high school reunion, and she kept staring at a drunken man swigging his drink as he sat alone at a nearby table. I asked her, "Do you know him?" Oh, dear Gussie, that's not what she said. She sighed, "Yes, he's my old boyfriend. I understand he took to drinking right after we split up those many years ago, and I hear he hasn't been sober since." "My God," I said, "who would think a person could go on celebrating that long?" And then the fight starting. Big Fatty, you got a few more of those. We'll maybe read some of those on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber and that Adam Burns. And y'all, you know, it really is the best way to start a Thursday when you hear
"I'm a pot roast, a classic American meal."
Well, there are no carbs in that. Yummy, yummy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.